This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal grand jury indicted the Colorado Springs man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at people in Boulder earlier this month. CPR's Allison Sherry.
A grand jury charged Mohammed Suleiman with a dozen counts, mostly hate crimes, for allegedly throwing firebombs at people peacefully trying to raise awareness for Israeli hostages in Boulder. Federal prosecutors say he targeted the group because he perceived them to be Zionist and because of their, quote, national origin. But in a court appearance last week, Suleiman's public defender says he targeted the group because of their politics, not their national origin. The man also faces state charges and is in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
More Coloradans are getting access to the overdose reversal medication Naloxone. Attorney General Phil Weiser has announced a $3 million fund for the kits from Colorado's opioid settlement money. Michael Miller is with Jefferson County Public Health.
Public and vocal support for this fund has already saved lives. It saved my life. People like me shouldn't be sentenced to a coffin or to permanent disability. Seconds matter.
More than 1,600 people died from overdoses last year in Colorado. One of the women behind a plot to steal mail-in ballots last fall has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Vicki Stewart was a former postal worker who took and fraudulently cast ballots in Mesa County ahead of the 2024 November election. Stewart accepted a plea deal earlier this year. Another woman is due to be sentenced next month.